So some of you requested that we do some more machshavei topics on Tuesdays as well. So I thought that maybe we could talk about some inyanim related to tefillah. I have to admit that most of what I'm saying are ideas that I thought of during the pandemic when we had time to daven for real, as opposed to disadvantages in the... That's a big disadvantage, but there are disadvantages. When the pandemic was going on, we could daven and spend as much time on tefillah as we liked. And some ideas came into my mind. So I want to focus a little bit on the very first thing we say in the morning. It's like pre-davening, and that's Moda Ani. It says in the Seder Hayom. The Seder Hayom is a 16th century work. It's written by Reb Moshe ben Machir. He was a Rosh Hashiva in Tzfat. It's not found in Rishonim, it's not found in the Gemara, but he writes, the first thing you say when you wake up in the morning is Moda Ani. That's the first thing that you say. Moda Ani doesn't have any shemos of Hashem. So therefore, even before you wash your hands, you recite Moda Ani. The Alter Rebbe writes in Siddur that Moda Ani actually fulfills the first two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. One halacha in Shulchan Aruch, right, the beginning is Shibisi Hashem Manegi Samir, Sechal Gad Batar, Ma'alas HaTzadikim, Om Dufnei Alakim. The notion that you're always standing in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, Shibisi Hashem Manegi Samir, Moda Ani Lefanecha. First thing I do in the morning is I recognize I'm in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, and that will force me, the Alter Rebbe has in Siddur, that's going to force me to get out of bed very quickly. Because, right, and that's the second halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Hey, Adam Zor is, Baboker, Lachamim Mitasa, Yisgaber Kari, etc., like the Mishnayos have, that the idea is, and when I remember, I'm from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so I'm going to get out of bed quickly, come to davening on time, those types of things which are extremely important. Moda Ani Lefanecha has a number of perushim. The word Moda in Hebrew has two meanings, or one meaning is that I thank you. Modim Anachnu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu. It means thanks, but we also have the yisod of moda beknas as pater, that I admit, right? I admit. So moda means thanking and admitting. Thanking is a sense of moda ani lefanecha. I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam that I have the ability to stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mortal man should not be capable of having any connection with the divine. Moda ani lefanecha, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm in front of you. But also because I'm in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that makes me admit my flaws. Because I realize how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, consequently how limited I am. So Moda ani lefanecha has both the elements of, wow, I'm so thankful, I'm so happy, it's godless ha'adam, but it also has the shiflas ha'adam notion that I feel that like I'm aggrieved. Moda ani, I admit, lefanecha, that I'm in front of you, and I'm not really a barachi, I don't really deserve it. These same terms, by the way, of moda ani in the sense of the godless ha'adam and in the sense of the shiflas ha'adam also can come out from the halacha of Shivisi Hashem Manegi Samir. Shivisi Hashem Manegi Samir, of course, is a pasuk in Tehillim. Shivisi has different meanings. The word Shivisi could come from the shorish shav, nothing, shivuas shav, or it could come from the Aramaic term, or be related to the Aramaic term, shavias, a value. Shivisi, I have value because Hashem Negei Samir, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is always in front of me. Shivisi, I'm a garnished, I'm shav, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is always in my presence, is always in front of me, and therefore I recognize how weak I am. The Magen Avraham writes that the minhag of many women, I remember my grandmother, Lalo Shalom, was like this, she wouldn't really daven the full thing, right? She would say some tchinas in the morning. That was like the standard practice. Muga runs by the Kasha, that aren't women, right? They're Mechuyiv and Tefillah, right? Tefillah Rachamei Ninhu, right? So there's some obligation in Tefillah, either Derizah, Drabbanan, etc., but some chiyuv and tefillah. How when we kind of chiyuv? So Magen Avraham writes in one place, they say moda'ani and that's a kiyuv of tefillah. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRach that this doesn't make sense because the Rambam writes that the dinim of tefillah to be mekayim mitzvah tefillah min ha-Torah, you need shavach bakasha and hodah. Right? I have to first praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, then I make my request, then hodah, then I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moda'ani nefa'ora is only hodah. It's not shavach and bakasha. So how you yodzei the inyan of tefillah at all? That's a very strong kasha in the Magen Avraham. It's a little bit strange also that we begin the morning. It's supposed to go shavach, bakasha, and hodah. The first thing we do in the morning is we say the hodah. Apparently, hodah is more fundamental to who we are. Right? A Yehudi is a moda. A Jew is someone who knows how to say thank you to Rabbi Shalom. So maybe that's why I do the first thing in the morning. But the kasha that the Rav had is a good kasha. How were women yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah? Ayidei moda'ani, there's no shabbat bakash and hodah. So that's what Rav Osher Weiss has. In his opinion, the Rambam doesn't mean that you need shabbat bakash and hodah. You need shabbat or bakash or hodah to be yotzei. Because on the fundamental level, tefillah is really avodah. Tainus daf beis. Izahu avodah she believe, have yomizu tefillah. Tefillah is a kiyum of avodah. Avodah in the sense of I'm serving the Ribbono Shel Olam in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's kiyum, it's like a carbon. That's what tefillah is. So either shevach or bakasha or hodah is sufficient because the idea of tefillah is on a fundamental level to recognize that I'm in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rebbe Chaim says that kavana is only ma'akev in bracha rishona. That's what the Rambam writes. On the other hand, the Rambam writes that kavana is ma'akev in entire tefillah. How am I miyashiv the Rambam? So Reb Chaim, the first, second piece, whatever, in the Sefer, Reb Chaim says that in his opinion, there's tzvei dimin and kavana. There's one type of kavana, like knowing what you're saying, peirush hamilam. There's another type of kavana of recognizing that you're standing in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what we'll call avoda. Right? The Emek Bracha is right into this idea of tefillah as avoda. Therefore, the Emek Bracha argues on the Chayo Adam. The Chayo Adam says, if I have a shayla middle of davening, I don't know the din, so I should go and ask a Rebbe. I should ask somebody who knows the halacha. Right? The Emek Bracha says, no, if I'm talking to you to ask a shayla, I'm not omeid b'fnei Hashem. Right? And the idea of tefillah as avoda is that I'm omeid b'fnei Hashem. Reb Asher Weiss is yesod that you're mekayim the inyan of tefillah just with moda ani lefanecha, because tefillah fundamentally is avoda. That's the ikar of tefillah. You don't need shabbat and bakash and hodah. But he quotes from the Ra'ah that even one of the three is sufficient. So that, I think, connects to this idea that we're mentioning. Just the last point, or two more points. Right? Right? I am in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We spoke about Shachzarta li nishmasi bekirbi. Nishmasi means my personal neshama. Each of us have a special neshama. Throughout the day, we taint our neshamas. We go to sleep at night. We wake up in the morning, and our neshama is back. The pure neshama that we have, we're as if referencing that thing that we say later on in davening, Olkai neshama shel nesata be tahirei. Right? My pure neshama, hechzarta li nishmasi bekirbi bechemla. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu has chamol. Chamol is the sense of rachmanus. Right? Chamol ma'asecha v'sismach b'ma'asecha. Moshe has rachmanus on us, even though we basically destroyed our neshama throughout the day with our avodos. But Kadosh Baruch Hu hechzarta li nishmasi bekirbi bechemla. And then we say Rabba Munasecha. What's Rabba and Munasecha? So in the Siddur Otzar HaTfilas, he points out that maybe this whole idea of Moda Ani comes from the Pasuk in Eicha. Chadoshim Labikorim, Rabba Munasecha. Chadoshim Labikorim, you become a new Beria in the morning. Rabba Munasecha. And what's Rabba Munasecha mean? So it might mean the Ribbono Shel Olam has trust in us to give our neshama back. But it also means, Rabba Munasecha, the Otzar HaTfilah says, the fact that we wake up in the morning, when we're asleep, where the Gemara says it's a chelak of misa when you're asleep. Rabba munasecha, the fact that I wake up in the morning, the first thing I think about is ayisod in amuna, called chiyas hamesim. Because my sleep is ki'ilu a bit of misa. So the first thing I think about in the morning is having amuna in Tchiyas HaMesim, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will revive us. Again, these are just some of the thoughts I wanted to mention. I hope this counted as some inyanim of Machshava. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. Have a good day.